Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you on a Monday morning. And as we do every Monday, we head on over to talk to Andrew Egger, the White House correspondent and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter for The Bulwark. And Andrew, a lot going on in Washington right now. Thank you for joining us.
Do we have Andrew?
Andrew, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there
you are. Can you not hear me?
Hello.
Hey, we can now. All good.
My whole life before my eyes. Thanks for having me. That's what I said.
You got it.
Well, we're thrilled. Thank you for joining us. Okay, let's start with the news that dropped late last night, and that is President Trump, in a stark reversal, calling on House Republicans to go ahead and vote to release the Epstein files. What do we know of... that turnaround from the president, and when exactly that vote could take place?
Yeah, so all I can give you is really the speculation here, but the speculation is pretty well grounded in sort of Trump's typical behavior here. Essentially, what we're seeing is you saw the president try very, very hard to keep Republicans from participating in, from dignifying this effort to release the full Epstein files, all the way until last week, as a new Democratic lawmaker was about to be seated, who was going to be the 218th vote or the 218th signatory of this. This procedural petition to force this vote in the House, he put the squeeze really hard on these four Republicans who are helping that effort along, called Representative Lauren Boebert to the White House, was putting a lot of pressure on Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to try to get them to remove their signatures from that petition. So he tried very hard to squash it. Then, when he failed to do that, when that 218th signature hit the paper and the clock started ticking on a vote that was going to happen in the House, essentially, what happened is Trump saw the writing on the wall. He saw that this was going to go to a vote, and he saw what lots of us have been reporting on for days now, which is that a bunch of Republicans are likely to vote yes, a lot more than just the four who signed onto the petition initially. There might be a gigantic wave of Republicans who vote along with presumably all Democrats in the House to move this thing forward. And so, what you saw from Trump last night was basically a rear guard action on that front. An enormous part of his sort of mystique, his brand, is his sort of like never before seen personal power over the behavior of pretty much all of the Republican members of Congress and certainly their voting habits. Most of the time, we've seen small cracks in that dam here and there throughout his second term. But for the most part, when Trump says on a policy matter jump, the response from Congress is how high from Republicans in Congress. And it's looking like this is not going to be that way at all for a lot of different reasons. And so essentially, rather than sort of suffer the black eye there, Trump has now turned on a dime and said, actually, I'm fine with you guys voting for this. In fact, I welcome it. I want you to go ahead and vote for the release of these files.
Andrew, what do you make of this rift, I guess it is, between the president and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was his biggest supporter in Congress for years?
Well, it's been very surreal to see. And in certain respects, you could kind of see it coming. I mean, there was more and more daylight between the two of them. And it's crazy that it all comes back to this Epstein stuff, at least in one sense, right? I mean, the president has really been in sort of an untenable position here because he has welcomed calls for you know, whatever files the government might be sitting on or the Epstein estate might be sitting on that might implicate other people. You know, he kind of ran. A lot of people in his coalition certainly ran on the idea that he was going to get in there and you know, shine sunlight around and have full transparency. But then since he's been president, he has for the second time, he has really squashed that down or tried to squash that down. And a lot of the kind of more fire breathing, true believing sort of members of the MAGA coalition have kind of looked around and been like, well, what is this? I mean, I thought we were going to like get to the bottom of this Epstein stuff, particularly given just the vast sort of ecosystem, the gigantic environment of lurid conspiracy theories, but also just lurid facts about you know, Epstein's behavior and you know, questions that swirl around who may or may not have known about it, who may or may not have participated in it, who may or may not have committed crimes alongside of him. And so that has been sort of a widening breach between Trump and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And of course, that just went thermonuclear over the last few days with Trump very kind of publicly getting on Truth Social and saying, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's dead to me. She's basically a rhino now. I don't know what got into her. I don't know what's happened. But I mean, he is essentially trying to paint her as a sellout to the Democrats, when in reality, it has been more about her channeling sort of the id of his base when it comes to these Epstein files and stories like this, where she has like kind of gone with his voters rather than going with him in what's turning into this really, really interesting fight that I mean, if you guys know how that's going to bounce, you're more forward looking than me. It's just crazy. And we don't really know what to expect, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we really don't. But there was an interesting situation that I think didn't get a lot of attention, or maybe I just missed the attention that it did get. But I found it weird that a former Trump attorney, who is now a top DOJ official, visited Ghislaine Maxwell in her prison. And then shortly afterwards, she was transferred from a prison where you keep convicted sex traffickers to a minimum security prison in Texas that's kind of known for celebrity inmates, because I think like Elizabeth Holmes is there and it's got more of a campus feel. One, why would a top DOJ official who's also Trump's ex-attorney, personal attorney, visit her? And then wouldn't they see that it's weird that suddenly she got a better situation?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so first of all, nobody knows for sure why, right? I mean, there, in theory, you could come up with a bunch of, you know, increasingly implausible explanations. The seemingly obvious explanation, and the one that seems to be buttressed by a good amount of reporting, is that Donald Trump knew going in that his name was going to appear in these Epstein files in various capacities. Now, we don't know like that he was necessarily implicated in any like particular horrible wrongdoing. But we do know that like that a lot of stuff that was in them was going to be embarrassing for him. And we know that because a lot of the stuff that has already come out since has been incredibly embarrassing for him. You know, we could go chapter and verse through all of this. But one of the things, one of the kind of like quick and seemingly pretty soon aborted strategies that they ran with all of this was to try to do this thing where they said that the Epstein files themselves were compromised, that whatever information the federal government was sitting on had probably had a bunch of new stuff seeded into it, a bunch of false stuff seeded into it by Democrats when Joe Biden was in power and running the, you know, the DOJ and the FBI, and that any revelations that might come out of that therefore couldn't be trusted. And so what the White House was saying for a time there was that can't be trusted. But you know what might be able to be trusted is the testimony of Ghislaine Maxwell. And they kind of put her forward as maybe this sort of like alternative information stream. And Todd Blanche, the attorney that you're referring to, who's now the deputy attorney general at the Justice Department, he went and he sat for that deposition with Maxwell. He sort of managed to extract a couple of lines that seemed helpful to Trump. Maxwell said during that interview that she had never seen Trump participating in any of Epstein's wrongdoing, a few things along those lines. And then, as you say, she was later transferred. There has never been a good or satisfactory, at least, explanation given for why that took place. And so we're all just sort of left to say, well, yep, that's the most obvious conclusion, is that this was sort of a, if not a quid pro quo, then at least sort of an implicit, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. But again, that is only the likeliest explanation. We don't know for sure.
It's pretty tough, I think, to follow tariffs and what's happening with them, because they're implemented, then they're rolled back, and then they are strengthened in some areas, and then they're rolled back again. And we've had more tariff rollbacks over the weekend. Why does he keep doing it this way?
I mean, this is just Trump, right? I mean, this is art of the deal stuff. There has never been a real sense with Donald Trump that he is like shooting for like a particular tariff end game, and that he thinks, you know, that we're like in a temporary period of sort of chaos and tariffs going on and tariffs coming off, but eventually we will sort of like reach a new sea level, and that'll be just it from now on. Trump loves to do the mano a mano negotiations. He never really feels like they're over. He's always kind of tinkering with them, fiddling with them, and tariffs are his primary tool when he's doing that with various other countries. At least during this second term, they're his favorite economic tool, just sort of at a personal level. He thinks they're great for America. He thinks they're great. He thinks they're essentially like win-wins, that they bring in a lot of money for us and they make, a lot of other countries reshore their manufacturing and things. So he's always kind of reaching for those. But then, you know, as soon as he puts them on, the other countries tend to, you know, start the charm offensive, full court press, to try to, you know, promise him, various forms of U.S. investment. They say humongous numbers. We're going to put $400 billion of new factories, new investment in the U.S. economy. And then Trump is like, well, OK, that's another win. Put that one in the win column and then maybe roll those tariffs back. And it's just kind of like I say, it is an ongoing process all the time. It never really seems like there's a destination of zero new tariff changes. He just likes being in this moment. Of course, that is challenging for, you know, business owners, people who are like trying to figure out how much money they're going to be spending on various things at any given time. But that's just sort of the environment that we're in right now.
If people do vote with their pocketbooks, and it seems they do, and as the editors at the National Review recently wrote, one estimate shows that the tariffs are causing the average American household $1,800 a year, just on prices going up for things, food items and daily items. Does that explain why President Trump right now seems so hyper-focused on House seats that could potentially be lost to the Democrats?
Yeah, I mean, this is of course a problem. I mean, like, this is the thing that Joe Biden discovered, right, in his 4 years in office, is it doesn't really matter if you have a narrative on prices and affordability that you think is satisfying and you're like, well, I think this argument checks out and works. If prices are just continuing to go up and people are continuing to feel that squeeze, even if they can't super directly tie it to any one of your policies, they still know you're the guy in the seat, right? You're in charge. If there's a lot of inflation happening under you, you're probably going to feel the pain of that. We saw that not just actually for Joe Biden. We saw that all around the world coming out of the pandemic, with all of the sort of system shocks to different world economies. Pretty much every incumbent was getting just tossed out during all that inflation, whether the incumbents were on the political left or on the political right in their given country. They were just the ones left holding the bag. And so that's part of the problem for Trump here. The other part of the problem, of course, is that there is a pretty direct line that you can draw between these price increases and all this tariff uncertainty and the chaos that has created. But even if that weren't the case, right, I mean, he is the guy in the seat. He's the one who's possibly left holding the bag. I will say that one thing one of my colleagues, Catherine Rampell, who's our economics reporter, has been writing about is the possibility that the Supreme Court will actually solve this problem for Donald Trump by ruling a humongous chunk of the tariffs that he has put in place unilaterally unconstitutional, by saying that, in fact, it's Congress who has the power to do that. And not only would that, you know, knock a bunch of these tariffs out of the way without Donald Trump ever having to say I was wrong about them. But that would also, it is possible, they would also order that a bunch of that tariff revenue that has been collected be given back out to the businesses that paid it in the first place, which would obviously be like an enormous sort of rocket fuel on the economy that has been sort of held in check by some of these tariffs over the last 6 months. So that's something that we're watching. Obviously, we don't know for a fact that that's what's going to happen, but it's a thing to keep your eye on.
President has been pretty upset with the state of Indiana because they did not vote to try redistricting there. He wants them to do that so that they could pick up some congressional seats. They've done it in other states in the country. This entire effort to redistrict in states like Texas and here in Missouri, and what they were hoping to do, I guess, in Indiana. Is this ultimately going to work in favor of the Republican Party, or is it going to be a detriment?
It doesn't. First of all, we don't 100% know, right? I mean, it kind of depends how many of these sort of pressure campaigns succeed, whether Democrats can on the other side of the ledger find a state or two where they can squeeze another district around. I think right now the smart money is that it will either be a very small Republican win, I guess, in after all the math shakes out, or it'll be basically a wash. I mean, I find this whole story so just sort of dispiriting, and you think back like 10 or 15 years when there were a lot of like pretty good faith efforts in a lot of states, a lot of blue states, but some red states as well, to sort of like try to solve maybe once and for all, but at least like take steps to address the problem of partisan gerrymandering, right? That like there was sort of this bipartisan consensus that was bad and that we should try to do less of it, and that it disenfranchises people. And the extent to which now we are in this just sort of like total war where Republican and Democratic states are just rushing to battle stations. Obviously, you know, you could argue it was prompted by the Texas redistricting that, you know, Republicans there fired the first shot or whatever. But like the kind of reality that we've gotten to is everybody is trying to do everything they can where they have relatively single party control of a state to disenfranchise their own voters to greater and greater degrees so that they can, you know, keep up in this like arms race of gerrymandering to eke out what might end up being like a tiny swing one way or another in the House of Representatives, but will absolutely, like without question, in fact, have a deleterious effect on their own voters' ability to set their own, you know, congressional leaders, you know, for the I just hope it's like a blip that like pretty soon we can kind of come out of this and everybody will be like, whoa, that was a lot of pain that we all put ourselves through for no reason. It didn't even help any of us in a partisan way. It was just like this mutual destruction thing. And maybe there'll be a swing back in the other direction. But I don't know. I don't know. You never lose money these days betting against things getting worse and more partisan and more stupid.
Oh, so funny. So we'll see. Love it. I love the stupidity.
Do you?
We're having a really great time over here. Andrew Egger, White House correspondent with The Bulwark and St. Louisan. We appreciate you every Monday being with us. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I think Congress is fun. I think politics is fun. I love the White House.
I don't know how anyone in Congress, anyone who is sane, has any hair left. Like, wouldn't you? I feel like this
just
is
be pulling it
just
out.
Just be pulling it out.
Chris and Amy on KMOX. Don't forget the Gas House Gang is coming up at 12. Tom Ackerman and me on 104.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, I'm not trying to brag, but well, first of all, I don't care about me. I didn't do well in the no prize pick'em challenge this week. Last week,
you did better than some people.
Well, let me tell you something, though. You know who did great?
Who did great?
Yeah, the Bears. Bears won yesterday, and guess what? Amy Mark scores.
What?
Guess who's in first place in the NFC North all by themselves?
It cannot be true.
It is.
It's not the Bears.
It is the Chicago Bears.
It's the Chicago
Bears. They are in first. I did not. I'm telling you right now, November 17th, I did not think there was a chance in hell.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They are. The Bears are going to win the Super Bowl,
it's
going to be the most surprising Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls.
Now their schedule's about to get real tough, so I think they're about to do a lot of losing. But now, first place, we'll take it. And we would like to congratulate... Listener Ian, who won the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. Ian got 6 of the 8 contests correct. He defeated Wesley Bell, Congressman, me, and John Hancock, who only got 2 games right. Wow. And I'm going to tell you something. John had just an absolutely outrageous pick.
So, listen, I leave for one day, and this is what Hancock comes up with?
Yeah. So... Here's the way we do the no prize pick 'em. We just go through the games. We go through like 8 games. You get to pick who you think is going to win each one. Then for the Sunday night game, you have to tell us who you think is going to win the game and then give us the total amount of points scored. That's our tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So the over-under for the game was like, I don't know, 46 or something, 46 and a half.
Pretty high.
John said, oh, there are going to be 73 points scored in this game.
Did he think this was the 99 Rams?
Who in the hell? I have no idea what he was thinking.
I haven't seen that many points since the 99 Rams.
Well, you know, John Hancock is just, he's out there, man. He is just out there.
You know what that is? That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
You said Ian won, though. Ian?
And then, by the way, there were only 25 points scored in the whole game.
Wow,
so,
that wins is the most off.
He was off by 50 points. Anyway, Ian wins. Ian got 6 of the 8 right.
And you're never going to believe this.
What?
Today is Ian's birthday.
It probably is. Every winner we've had today has been their birthday. So, anyway, congratulations, Ian. You get to come back on Friday and participate in the No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
Yep.
Again.
And then you can, if you want to play, 314-436-7900.
Yeah, text in. Give us your name.
In.
And at some point in the future, you might get an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
You have to be available at 11 o'clock on Fridays. So if you're available at 11 o'clock on Fridays, you can try to get in to the contest.
Do you want me to... Can I have 30 seconds to give a random PSA?
I don't care.
I had a friend break down on Highway 44.
Nervous breakdown?
We which we all get on 44. Yeah. Stop the construction.
Yeah.
No. His car broke down on the way home from Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, how about it?
On 44. Not quite at Rolla yet. On the way home, car breaks down. It's Sunday. Bad news. Guess what happens on Sunday? Most of the auto repair stores close. So for all of our listeners who have boats and go to the Lake of the Ozarks and come home on Sunday, Wickland Auto Repair in Rolla, Missouri saved the day. Only place that was open. He was stuck. 44. My biggest fear next to gum disease, mildew, and going to prison for a crime I didn't commit is breaking down on the highway.
Well,
Wickland Auto Repair. This is the type of information that you stow it away in a back pocket until you break down on the way home from the Lake of the Ozarks on a Sunday. There are a lot of people who listen to this show that have boats. I know this. Well, One person has a boat called the Blueser because they're Blues fans.
I told that to somebody recently.
Yeah, the Blueser.
And she was like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, Blueser. You ever heard of Blueser's?
Hoosier Blues fans.
Yeah,
but that's what we all are. We're Blueser's.
Yeah. I think it's such a great, adorable.
It is.
Nickname. All right.
Don't you find it? Trust me. You better put Wickland Auto Repair in your back pocket.
Speaking of Blueser's, we've got our big celebration broadcast on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, most of my...
Steve's in a meeting. He's not listening right now.
Steve's not listening. It's about this.
I know.
I believe, unless there's a change, that much of the hour I'll be on is we're going to do blues stuff.
Because the Blues won their first Stanley Cup on...
That's right.
We'll be
honoring Dan Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot going on. Big day, man. Really looking forward to Thursday, which is our big celebration broadcast all damn day long on KMOX.
And like we said, the Blues won their Stanley Cup on KMOX right here.
That is correct. Hey, are we talking to Sean Malone? Did he not pop in the office earlier and say, "Hey, I've got some news on the sheriff"?
Yeah, we're talking to him tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, because the sheriff's got his first
trial. That's
day.
Right.
Yeah, so Sean Malone's going to pop in. Also, quick note, we have a texter saying, aren't some Firestones open on Sundays? And they are, but the closest Firestone was Fort Leonard Wood, and he couldn't make it.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't get that far. But we got a text through, says, save our sheriff.
Yep.
And it just reminded me of the sheriff, who's got a trial starting tomorrow. Poor guy. My guy, actually. One of the good St. Louis businesses is on the verge of closing. Amy, and you've probably worn some Arch Apparel stuff in your life. I know that I have as well. They're having some difficulty. Story about them in the St. Louis Business Journal. We're going to get into that and some of the comments made by the owner about the situation that is coming up. Feel free to text us. And with the Gas House Gang coming up at 12, as I mentioned, Amy Markscores is going to pop in, talk some Blues hockey with us at 12:15. We'll have Bob Ramsey at 12:30 talking about the undefeated Billiken men basketball team is undefeated so far this season. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on KMOX. Gas House Gang coming up, Amy. You ready for your hit? Ready to talk some blues?
Well, obviously, because I talked a little bit too much, apparently, earlier with Matt.
Oh, you're Ranj such a talker.
Ranj was doing the hand as a mouth yapping thing, like,
Amy was going on and on and on about the blues, and Matt goes, yeah, you said it all right there. Well, I got nothing else to add. Hey, so Arch Apparel.
Yeah.
You have some Arch Apparel stuff, do you not?
I'm sure I do. I feel like it's Arch Apparel and Series 6. Those are
Series
the two
six?
That yeah. I think about.
Yeah.
I do, and I read this story this weekend, and I was kind of shocked. So Aaron Park, the owner of the St. Louis-themed clothing retailer Arch Apparel, as you were talking about this morning, the STL in the circle, the STL
yeah, the
with the circle
STL.
Around it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's, you know, their
very simple design.
Their design, right, Arch Apparel. He said business is so bad that he hasn't been able to pay himself for about 2 years, and currently they are considering bankruptcy. Arch Apparel once had 3 stores. It employed 35 people. Now they employ just the owner, Aaron Park. That's it. And their only store left is the one in Ballpark Village. Here was his quote for the Business Journal. Moving to Ballpark Village was the worst decision of my life. It literally cost me everything. Every employee, every dollar I have is gone. End quote.
So he doesn't really go into a whole lot of detail other than Ballpark Village sort of approached them and sold them on the idea of coming to that location and opening a location there, and he says it is not working. And I mean, sort of blame the Cardinals having a down year. Foot traffic was down because the attendance was much lower than typical, but still a lot of people go through the ballpark. It just wasn't a typical St. Louis summer.
1.25 million people fewer.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's now, a lot. Like, we went from 3.5 million down to 2.25 million last season.
He said this. This is the owner, Aaron Park, that Amy mentioned. Quote, the last 2 years have been so bad, it's hard to explain the impact that not just the on-field performance, but also the optics and feeling of the ownership and the team in general has on the business. Businesses. Right now, the brand is the Cardinals, and when that brand isn't winning, we're all losing, and that's where I think we went wrong. And of course, this is from the St. Louis Business Journal. That's that's where that quote comes from. And I don't know. I'm sure he's right that fewer people went to the ballpark, meaning fewer people went into the store, a little bit less foot traffic than we have seen. But I don't know, man. I don't know about blaming the organization, blaming the Cardinals for the reason all of your businesses are struggling.
So here's the thing. Yeah, you can't, but it would be naive to think that the Cardinals...
It has no impact.
Yeah,
well,
that
I'm
the
sure
Cardinals,
it has some,
yeah,
of course.
Struggles and that, you know, the attendance being down by over, you know, 1.25 million people, of course that's going to impact you. It's also going to impact you when the Cardinals aren't winning and maybe fewer people are coming in from out of town. Why do I bring that up? Well, Arch Apparel is... It's a unique brand. You know, it's like kind of kitschy, right? It's a cute, gifty item and something mm-hmm. maybe you treat yourself with some St. Louis branded shirts and hats and you treat your friends. But it is not something that you purchase regularly. Like, oh, I need to buy another Arch Apparel t-shirt or sweatshirt. And I only say this because that's a more difficult business to maintain because you almost have to constantly bring in new customers. A lot of stores have repeat customers. They're just committed to the brand. And you absolutely have some people committed to Arch Apparel, but it's going to be a different buying pattern than it would be for a normal brand. So Katie's Pizza and Pasta, probably doing great in Ballpark Village. A lot of people work downtown.
Yep.
They go there. They eat there for lunch. I know our, you know, my friends at Purina go to Katie's all the time, eat there. Very, very different than, hey, it's a Wednesday, I'm going to go buy another St. Louis branded shirt. And I say that, again, it's not putting down the brand, it's just saying, my guess is the margins were kind of slim anyway,
yeah,
and that it's difficult to keep that going.
Well, maybe there are just some businesses that are better online only. You know, and maybe that would have been the case, or maybe if they had just had the one location. I remember seeing it, and I suppose it's closed, right? Because that's what he said, that the only one left is Ballpark Village. There was one at West County Mall. I know there had been there for, what, a couple of years at least, so I remember seeing it there. Maybe it's just one of those businesses that would have been better off staying online. I don't know if that's the case or not, but or just focusing on one store. Probably didn't need to have several locations. I want to give Arch Apparel this credit, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, as far as I can remember or tell, I think they're like the very first St. Louis specific apparel store that had St. Louis clothing, you know, that like
and
branded
cool,
stuff.
Cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the STL logo,
yeah,
and St. Louis centric stuff. They're really the first one to do that. If I remember right,
it's the first one maybe that made their whole business model St. Louis branded apparel and such. We actually have a texter that brings up a good point. I didn't even think about this. But said, I'm wondering if it wouldn't be a factor that right across the street, fans can actually buy Cardinals gear. So maybe someone is choosing between
That's very possible.
Cardinals gear and
yep.
St. Louis gear. And I get that they're different, but people have budgets, and maybe if they're downtown and they're at the Cardinals team store, they're looking at, even if it's an impulse buy, I bought a hat that was way too expensive as an impulse buy because you're at the Cardinals store. There's so many cool branded things, and a lot of the Cardinals stuff is, you know, it says STL on it. So that, again, when I'm talking about slim margins here, you're directly competing with a team store. You saw attendance drop not insignificantly. And your whole business model really needs new customers, or it needs your regular customers to keep buying gifts for people.
A texter tells us that STL Style was the first to really do the St. Louis specific apparel. And I'll be honest, I think I had heard of them before, may have gone to their website. For whatever reason, Arch Apparel just kind of took off. And maybe they did a better job of, marketing and social media and getting the right influencers to wear their stuff,
mm-hmm.
which probably helped them a lot. And I have seen the STL Style
yep.
stuff. And you're right, games, Series 6. Series 6 is another local company. And here's another text message that says that number is also tickets sold, not the actual attendance, which is what would matter to surrounding businesses. That's true. Just because the Cardinals had 2.25, I think it was, million people buying tickets this past season does not mean 2.25 million people actually mm-hmm. showed up. Because you will see from night to night, if the attendance is, you know, 27,000, that's paid. That does not mean there are 27,000 people in the building at
yeah,
the
yeah.
moment. The number is actually a lot lower than that.
So, and I'm looking at STL Style. I think most of our listening audience have seen STL Style shirts.
Sure.
And sometimes it's hard to know, right? Like, you don't know all the products that the different brands have. But yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, and you hate to see it.
I hate to see a business struggling.
Can does he close the Ballpark Village store and stay just online because it's not as expensive as maintaining a brick and mortar store? Obviously, you lose some of that visibility if they do close the Arch Apparel store in Ballpark Village. I hope something else jumps in. I don't like seeing closed storefronts.
I know the Starbucks location is closed and there's nothing in there now. So I don't know if anything is going in.
I was talking to my hairstylist, who's a young person who lives downtown. And she really enjoys living. She lives right across the street from Ballpark Village. And I said, where do people get their coffee now?
Well, there is a place there.
Well, she said they go to the Hyatt.
The hotel that's
the
right
hotel.
There.
That's
yeah,
right
Hilton,
there.
Hilton, maybe?
Hilton, there's a Starbucks right there.
Yeah, there is. But there is a new coffee shop in the Ballpark Village area. It might be in the bottom of One Cardinal Way, if I'm not mistaken. But there is a new coffee shop over there.
So is it... That Starbucks is just closed
storefront right
now.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like closed storefronts.
I completely agree with you.
I still love the Plaza, and local Kansas Cityans will say, oh, the Plaza's terrible. It's not what it used to be. And I get if you're used to the thriving Plaza of, a few years ago. I still love the Plaza, but man, there were quite a few closed storefronts. I don't like it. It just looks like we're moving in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate to see that. I don't want Ballpark Village to look like that. I don't like when the mall looks like that.
Yeah.
I love brick and mortars. I just miss brick and mortar stores. We need them.
Yes, we do. And hopefully at Arch Apparel, they can figure out something. And, you just don't want to see a local business fail at all.
No, you don't.
Right?
I mean, I don't like, but like I said, I don't even like to see that Starbucks close. You just keep stuff open.
Yep.
Ugh.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, the Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman's going to be sitting in with me. And we will talk all kinds of stuff. Blues hockey, they lost both games over the weekend. They had a Friday, Saturday. They lost both of those. Mizzou wins over the weekend. SLU basketball is undefeated. They are 4-0. We'll have Bob Ramsey on the show at 12:30. Before that, though, we'll talk Blues hockey with Amy Marks Kors. That's happening around 12:15. But you'll need to stick around with us. This is 104.1 FM KMOX. Amy just asked a... important question. She says, didn't the Chiefs lose yesterday? And I said, yep, they sure did. They are 5-5. The Kansas City Chiefs are 5-5.
Well, because I just had a pop-up of the AFC playoff picture.
Yep.
And I did a double take.
They are not in it.
The Patriots are 9-2.
Yep.
The Broncos, 9-2. The Bills, 7-3 with some big losses. But yeah, I did a double take. The Chiefs are 5-5, man.
Right now, I mean, they are. I don't think it's going to happen. I think what'll end up happening is they're going to probably not win out, but they'll win just enough to get into the postseason, mm-hmm. and then they'll do the thing they always do, where they pick it up at the absolute perfect time, and they'll go back to a Super Bowl again. That's just what the Chiefs
Maybe.
Do.
Maybe. I mean, yes, good teams know how to win, even when they're not playing their best. So... they know how to win at the right time. But I don't know. I don't know anything anymore because I was so, so wrong about the Blues. I couldn't been wronger. I was as wrong could be. And now I'm questioning everything. I put up my Christmas tree, though. So that's the silver lining.
So you feel like since you've done that, everything's on the up?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I got to talk about Bing Crosby's spit-shined shoes. On the front lines. Ronj always brings that up. It's from White Christmas, from the movie.
So, it is one of my favorite things about White Christmas. And at the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. when Bing Crosby is in the military, and they are on the front lines
the
in Europe.
Front lines. Like, you can see everything's
bombs.
Been blown up around them.
Yeah, they're having a little show.
Christmas shindig.
Yeah, they're having a little Christmas party, mm-hmm. I guess, on the front lines amidst the rubble. And if you look closely, Bing Crosby is wearing really nice brown spit-shine shoes. Yeah. I'm thinking, you know what? Where was wardrobe on this? Did they not say, maybe we go with boots here? Maybe we go with military boots. You're on the front line. You're not wearing brown dress shoes
mere
on the front
polished.
Lines of World War II.
Mere polished. You know, what's interesting, too, you bring up that they've got this Christmas stage set up among the rubble. You can see the flashes from bombs going off in the background.
Well, hell, in the middle of their celebration,
they got bombed.
Bombs go off right around them.
Do you feel like it might have been a little irresponsible to set up that stage right there? I don't know how things operated back then. I could be wrong, but I feel like, is that what you did?
I don't know. Big Blonde Dan texting into the show, and I think he was talking about Arch Apparel. We were just having the discussion about Arch Apparel, which is struggling in their Ballpark Village location, their last location. Mm-hmm. And Big Blonde Dan says, any chance they can move into the Millennium? Well, they're tearing the Millennium Hotel down.
That's right. So it would not help.
Yeah, you do not want to be there now.
No. And listen, we would try to save the Millennium Hotel, but all I can say is I tried to save Chesterfield Mall and did not go well.
Yeah, instead they just parked a bunch of Teslas in the lot.
Yeah. Now it's gone. Now we got a brick from the Chesterfield Mall sitting on Stuart McMillan's desk out there. So the Millennium Hotel, though, but here's the idea. I'm glad we brought up the Millennium Hotel. We are working on this, not a joke. This is real, so everybody get serious for a second. For once in your lives, take something seriously. That's the weeds on top of the Millennium Hotel.
Oh, right.
We are working with the authorities to get those weeds and put them in the possession of Christopher Ranji. Yeah.
Somebody needs to grease the wheels on this because we have been trying for ages and ages to get this done. And it just hasn't happened.
And then
yet.
We're going to put those weeds on top of our building here.
Okay. All right. We appreciate you for listening to the show today. Here's what's going to happen next. We're going to play a few commercials for you. Okay. You're going to listen to all of them.
Yep.
You're going to buy the things that they are selling. Okay. Then you'll report back to us and let us know that you've bought those things to know that you listen to instruction. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're going to do this show again.
I thought you were going to have them listen to the Gas House.
Well, yeah. And then they're going to do that too. After the commercials, Gas House gang, you better listen to that. There's going to be a quiz later. So you better be listening to the Gas House Gang.
Right.
Amy Marks Corps is going to stop by, talk blues. Bob Ramsey will talk Billikens. They are undefeated. So we have a good show coming up for you next, Tom Ackerman and me. But anything you missed on the Gas House or on the Chris and Amy show is on the Odyssey app. Go get it. iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.